Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
It's going okay. I could pretend to like still be really disappointed about the Jets loss, but it is Wednesday night. We're doing this a little later than usual. So I'm on to week three.
Okay, let's move on to week three. Yeah, you did not have a good week two. Picking the games, you went 6-8-1. I beat you by three.
I had a disastrous week. I think I went 0-4 in our pick four spread survivor.
Our co-owned fantasy team scored 29
points. Yeah, people were trashing us that we didn't start a starting QB, even though we did. He just didn't play. We didn't realize that Mariota wouldn't play and that Gabbard, who we also have. Like, we're
listen, nerds, we got so many things we're doing on Sunday
mornings.
I know.
You can't even imagine how many, like, pools and things I have to update. And I'm luckily out of half of them already, so it's not a big deal anymore. But for the first 2 weeks, it was a big issue.
Yeah.
All right, I think we should try something different this week. Let's do okay. 1 minute on every single team, since I think we're a week or two too early for power rankings or any other sort of rankings.
Well, what order are you going to go in? Well, I think we should go in the order of my power rankings.
Oh, if you have power rankings, fine. Order. But these aren't like the official podcast power rankings. These are just your weekly power rankings.
Okay, fine. All right, so I have a timer up. I'm going to click start. Great. We got 30 seconds. We got 60 seconds, all
yeah.
right? All right, and when we discuss a team, are we going to discuss their week three game as well, or what's the order of operations?
It can come up, but we'll do very quick picks right after this also.
Okay, all right, okay. 60 seconds on the 32nd ranked Buffalo Bills. Go.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
I don't think we need 60 seconds.
I'm trying to think, like, when are they going to win a game? It would make my year if they went to Minnesota and won this week.
Did you see what the line was on that one?
I think it's 17.5.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like,
I guess 13.5, I was way too late.
I feel like at some point, McCoy, there's just so much stuff coming out about him that he's going to have to get suspended just because, like, the stuff coming out of him again is so bad. Allen quietly was, like, better than people would have thought he was. Like, he's not... He's not, you know, the worst quarterback anybody's ever seen. He's light years better than Nathan Peterman, even though I still think...
Well, here's the funny thing. I would say the gap between Nathan Peterman and Josh Allen is one of the biggest gaps we've ever seen a team's quarterback from week to week. And yet, the gap between Josh Allen and the next worst starting quarterback in the league is almost...
True. Like, it's hard to argue he's not the worst starting QB in the league, but he's also planets better than Nathan Peterman, who, like, it's not fair that he's still in the NFL. It's not fair to him that he's still in the NFL.
Yeah. You know who's not in the NFL anymore? Daniel Carlson.
I mean, listen, anytime you trade up for a kicker, it's going to end poorly. All they have to do is lose the job in camp. Like, kickers are never guaranteed a spot on the team.
Well, here's the crazy part. And by the way, our 60 seconds ran out.
So let's go on to the 31. We could get to Daniel Carlson when we go to the Vikings.
Well, no,
we're already going to go over on the Bills?
No, we're talking about Daniel Carlson now.
This podcast is called Around the League in 32 Minutes.
Okay.
If we drop a two-hour podcast, people are going to laugh at us.
Okay, so here's what's annoying. Yeah. The Vikings trade up to draft Daniel Carlson. Yeah. So it's like, you know, the plot is sort of preordained at that point. But nevertheless, they bring Forbath into camp with Carlson. They cut Forbath, and then the next day in the preseason game, Carlson misses two field goals, which is not a great way to start. And then, of course, he has the disastrous game against the Packers, where he openly said, I missed that 35-yard chip shot because I have no confidence. It's like... Yeah. I wonder how you're
going to
keep
your job, buddy. I think you can't draft a kicker anymore. Like, there's no – again, every team has two kickers in camp. Anytime a kicker has a bad week, even early in his career, you're going to have to cut him.
Yeah.
And
it's like, how do you predict? Because he has a monster leg. Blair Walsh had a monster leg. Kicking is about what's between your ears. It's not what's –
Everyone on these rosters now can kick 55-yarders in their sleep with no pressure.
Yeah.
So, I stop drafting these guys. Unless rosters ever, like, make it that – you can carry two kickers, which nobody's willing to do.
Like college rosters. Yeah.
Then, you know, there's no reason to ever draft a kicker. Maybe the seventh.
All right, let's reset the clock.
Okay.
All right, we got 1 minute. Yeah. Go. Number 31. Do you want to guess what it is?
The Cardinals. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I do think this game this week is winnable. Like, if you're not going to go 2-14, you have to beat Chicago. At what week do you think they play Rosen? Because Bradford, I know you're higher in Bradford than most people, but Bradford's been... You know,
well, not anymore.
You have been your whole, like, for his whole career, even though he's like 40 and 50 something. I mean, this is bad. Like, they host Chicago and Seattle the next 2 weeks. Obviously, both winnable games for a decent team, but they're not. They've been outscored 58.
And then they go at San Francisco, at Minnesota.
No, their season's over, but, like, can they win one or two of these games?
I just don't understand. They've scored 6 points in two games. And Washington stinks, as we saw last week. So I don't understand why they're not starting him now.
Who do you think is going to be the last? You know, we already have two of the five. Who do you think is going to be the last of the five QBs picked to start?
Well, it can't be the guy in the Cardinals because our minute's up. So I'm going to say Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I was going to say Jackson, too. I think everyone else plays this year. Who's all right. Number 30.
Okay, next. Let's reset the clock. We got 30 seconds. Let's discuss, or 60 seconds to discuss the Oakland Raiders. John Gruden.
Yeah, they haven't been.
It's what we thought. They are who we thought
they were. They are who they thought they were. They're a mediocre team. They haven't been nearly as bad as like they lost to the best team. Who cares about that? And they should have beaten the Broncos in Denver. Yeah, no surprise. Obviously, they haven't been able to rush the quarterback. Carr had one of his better games. Lynch somehow still looks good. Amari Cooper actually had a good game. By the way, anybody...
Khalil Mack looking incredible, by the way. It's just phenomenal because it just makes Gruden look like such
a
smart. It
is great. And the Dolphins, who are kind of one of the more underrated teams, are probably... I feel like Miami and Oakland always play like insane games. And that game's in Miami this week. Oakland definitely has a chance. Anybody who bought Jared Cook after his 180-yard opening game... will 100% be disappointed. Like, Jared Cook is not.
Yeah, of course. I don't think he has a touchdown in like 2 years.
Yeah, so. He will not be one of the top 12 tight ends. He will be on your waiver wire in 4 weeks. Next.
Yep. Okay, that's perfect timing. That's 60 seconds. And now number 29 on my list is the Detroit Lions.
A lot of times after week two, we make these sort of, what do you call them, like double inferences. Like, well, the Jets beat the Lions, and then the Dolphins beat the Jets. Like, the Dolphins must be, you know, the best team in the world. It's very possible Detroit is a lot better than what we saw in week one. Like, for whatever reason, they just didn't show up.
They were fine last week. I mean, they were losing pretty badly, but they came back and, you know, and almost had a chance there against San Francisco. Week one, it's a random five interception game. I guess you just have to, you know, say it's a mulligan and forget about it. But you know what? They're playing New England this week, so they're going to be 0-3.
Yeah.
So the question is, and Matt Patricia, did you see his explanation for why he didn't use his timeout?
It's crazy.
It's like, it's not like he used it another time. He went into the half,
yeah.
Not having.
He thought
used
he gets
timeout.
Four in the second half.
Yeah, it's
crazy how many coaches. I mean, I've said this before. It's time to strip away timeout rights from every coach, and then they have to earn it. So, like, Belichick would have retroactively, like, he'll earn it, but coaches don't start with the timeout portfolio. Like, that has to be. A lot of teams have like outside linebackers coach and an inside linebackers coach that are each making six figures. Like. Just have one linebackers coach, and then pay like Ninja from Fortnite to be your your clock guy.
I don't
just
get
some,
that reference.
Just some you know, Ninja is like the best Fortnite. Just like the kid who's the best at Madden, pay him to be your clock guy. Because the kid who's best at Madden is like probably by definition the world's best clock guy.
But you know what? They never should have hired Patricia in the first place. He was a clown.
No, it's a disastrous hire.
He pulled a Kavanaugh when he was the same age or high school, college.
Yeah, every Patriots fan happy he left. And McDaniels, they like moved hell on earth to like.
By the way, the Lions front office is definitely calling like Mitch McConnell and saying like, drop Kavanaugh now. It's gonna get worse.
Yeah, and by the way, they need a 50-yard rusher. People were saying they don't have a 100-yard rusher. They haven't had a 50-yard rusher in a while.
Yeah. All right, number 28, the Cleveland Browns, 0-1-1. But, you know, they should have beaten both teams if they could hit a kick.
I mean, I really think they're going to beat the Jets this week. I fear they're going to beat the Jets. They have a lot of playmakers on offense. I know we sort of had this argument, but this...
Well, so is 28 too low, do you think, in my
No, because I think probably the bottom four are, like, egregiously terrible. And now everybody in the 20s is probably pretty similar. That's my guess.
Is it too late to discuss the Josh Gordon situation?
I mean, there's not much interesting to say. Like, if in theory in a league, let's say where he was owned, I think in every league, someone in my league traded him for Lamar Jackson, which is,
and then he goes to the Patriots.
No, like after the trade.
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah, that's really.
I mean, the person who did it, guys, like, isn't you know.
Most of these guys did not do – like, you look at, like, Chad Johnson. He didn't do anything when he came to New England. Like, the only one who really did was Randy Moss.
I mean, he might be decent. I don't think he's going to be fantasy relevant. Yeah. By the way, if you had told the Browns fan before the year, like, you're going to tie the Steelers and then go to New Orleans and lose by three, they would have been like, that's
lose
fine.
Lose by a field goal.
And we'll probably beat the Jets and the Raiders the next 2 weeks. And they have a lot of the Ravens, the Chargers, the Bucks. Like, they have winnable games.
All right. Sorry, Browns. It's been more than a minute. Number 27, the New York Giants. They look very bad.
What's the 30?
Week one teased us into thinking they could be like a 500
team. What's the 30-point stat? Do you know the 30-point stat? Like how many games it's been since they've scored 30?
It's probably been a while because their quarterback is Eli Manning.
Well, I think they haven't scored. No, they haven't scored 30 in a couple years. They didn't score 30 points last year. They haven't scored it this year. So it's been a couple years since they scored 30.
I am going to repeat what I said after they drafted Saquon Barkley, which is, well, the good thing is that they're going to get a top five pick next year also, so they get another chance at a quarterback.
Listen, you're a Manning hater. I'm not a Manning lover. I don't think this is Eli's fault at all. Like, obviously, the offensive line is so bad. Like, if Saquon Barkley's running for 28 yards.
Yeah, but Eli Manning hasn't been good in 5 years. It's not his fault the team keeps bringing him back. You know, he is who he is. He's a quarterback who at his best was about average, slightly above average, and now he's very old, and he's gotten worse 5 consecutive years, and when guys are 38 years old, they don't get better all of a sudden. You know?
Is this a loser leaves town match between them and the Texans?
For a playoff spot, you're saying?
No, just like for like a relevant season.
Yeah, well, I got Houston way up on my list, so we'll get to them. All right, okay. Number 26, your beloved New York Jets. So yeah, the bloom came off the rose very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they were terrible. If you watch the Dolphins game, you know, 2 bad interceptions by Darnold, which you're going to get all year, I think, like, and maybe his whole career. But
I mean, he had those in college also.
Yeah, like, they do certain things well. You know, their receivers get open. Their secondary is very good. The problem is they can't block or rush the passer, and that's, I guess, why they're not so good. They definitely should have been in that Miami game. Did you see the...
Yeah, I mean, Miami's not a good team, I'm sorry.
But did you see the Jets really... Really imitated what happened when Rob and I simulated the Madden game, where they literally ran out of time on the 1 yard line.
I tweeted it at you.
Yeah.
It was
and
amazing.
Then, and then Darnold makes this incredible on the run 40-yard throw to the rookie tight end, who just straight up drops it wide open. And like, that was really the difference in the game. Like, that game could have been tied.
That also imitated your game with random tight ends.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah. Well, Eric Tomlinson had like the worst game in human history, so I'm out on Eric Tomlinson.
All right, well, that's been a minute. We're done with both New York teams. All right, number 25, the Indianapolis Colts. Hard to know what to say about them. In week one, they could have beaten Cincinnati. You know, there was the fumble right at the end of the game. And then they go into Washington, and everybody's slurping Washington and saying, oh, Alex
Everyone thought
is
Washington was
quarterback.
Good. They're not good.
Yeah, Washington is not good. So Arizona's not good. Washington's not good. Are the Colts not good
Do you think
also?
The Colts are the team we know the least about? I actually know the answer to this question. It's not the Colts.
Well, here's the thing. I thought that the Colts' defense was very bad, but they went into Washington and held Washington 9 points, right? And all Alex Smith did was dump it off to Chris Thompson like 14 times.
Man, I love Chris Thompson.
So do you give credit to the Colts? Like, I just, you know, I don't know. I guess, do we find it a lot? Well, look, they're going into Philly this week, so they're gonna get killed.
I mean, they have Philly and in New England in the next couple weeks. Really, in the next 10 days.
So we're not going to find
it's
anything
Thursday night
yet.
Game. They're probably not good. I mean, listen.
If they win one of those two games, then we have to
absolutely. They're in the AFC South playoff hunt. I agree.
Yeah. All right. We finished early on them. We have 7 seconds to for me to say that we have 7 seconds, okay. Which is
how's
three,
your Yom Kippur?
Which is now
in those
2,
seconds.
Which is that one. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Okay. Number 23, the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem with this team has always not had an offensive line, and Russell Wilson would just sort of miraculously make up for it. But the problem is now they also don't have a defense.
Yeah.
They still don't have a running back.
It's weird.
They just don't
have
anything.
Do you remember this?
It's basically Russell Wilson and Earl Thomas, and that's about it,
right? Do you remember a team rebuilding with their quarterback? I sort of have an answer to this question. I'm not sure if you're going to come up with it. Because, like, they're in a rebuilding scenario, except they have an in-their-prime top-tier quarterback. Can you remember the last time a team did
this? There's been a lot of teams who had a quarterback for 15 years who were good and then mediocre. And
right.
Good.
So I think
– I mean, like, John Elway or Brett Favre. I mean, there's a lot of teams
true.
Like that.
I don't know if the Broncos – I guess – I mean, it's almost hard to say they rebuild in, like, year 16 of the Elway era. But maybe. It's almost to say the Saints, who were, like, irrelevant and looked like Breeze and Peyton's career were over, and then they became good again, although now I'm not sure what they are.
Yeah, although – but they were still 7-9 every year. I think Seattle's going to be lucky to be 7-9.
Yeah, I agree. This is going to be a bottoming out year, which might be good. I almost think, like – yes, the defense is in shambles, and they've given up 27 and 24 to Trubisky and Keenum, two of the worst quarterbacks, but – I almost think you have to, like, draft linemen in the first 3 rounds, you know, pay for the best linemen on the market you could afford. Like, do nothing other than rebuild the line. Worry about everything else in 2 years. Because the linemen who are there, they could be your line for 5 years, you know. You'll have a window then with Wilson, but you need to build him a line next year. Like,
I think they have bigger problems on defense, but, yeah, we've gone over a minute. Mm-hmm. All right, so number 22, and, you know, this is – probably too high for them, but they did win last week, the Dallas Cowboys.
It was way too high. I think on a neutral field, I think the Jets, the Seahawks, I think a lot of these teams beat the
I mean, they scored 20 points against the Giants, and the only reason they got those points is because of some fluke bomb to Tavon Austin.
Yeah. All right, so they scored 8.
And they scored eight against
Carolina. Yeah. They haven't looked good. I don't know. The thing is, their schedule is really soft until week six against Jacksonville, and it's kind of soft the whole way until they get like New Orleans and Philly later in the year.
Because they're divisions.
Because they're divisions. I mean, I still think that I think we're realizing now that the NFC East, like when we were ranking divisions, NFC East is really low down. Like if the Eagles are just another
good team. Well, you had them number one, and I thought it was insane at the time. It boggled my mind. Or you had them number two. You had them too high.
Like, listen, if the Eagles are, like, I mean, there's a chance the Eagles just have a disastrous year, but realistically, if the Eagles are like a
but they'll still win the division.
If the Eagles are a 10-6 team, like, but not a special team, like the
they're still resting in
but then this division is the worst division, probably, is my point.
Yeah. By the way, I'm off on Dak Prescott. Sorry, Dak.
I'm
all right. Number 21, the Chicago Bears.
Do you think there's any chance Trubisky ends up being good?
Well, here's the thing: the Bears have looked pretty good through 2 weeks, and they've gotten garbage from Trubisky. He's throwing two interceptions a week, right? Khalil Mack is like a terror. On the other hand, my counter to that is, they looked good against DeShone Kizer and against, you know, the 3-53 that's garbage on Seattle. Yeah. So what have they really done yet? They blew it up to get the Packers in a ridiculous comeback as soon as Rodgers came back in the game. And they won at home against Seattle by one score. That's not that impressive. So I'm putting them at 21. I think that in order to stay, you know, outside the bottom 10, they're going to have to get more than from Trubisky. And I don't know what evidence we have that he's going to do it. This Charles Nagy offense is not exactly
weird schedule quirk. After their bye in October, the Bears play four straight AFC East teams.
All right, so they should get fat
and,
on.
And then they play the Lions twice in 10 days because they play them and then they play them on Thursday Night Football.
All right, so those six games, if they're any good, they got to win four of those.
I mean, their schedule's easy too.
Yeah. All right, next, number 20, the San Francisco 49ers. Not sure what to make about them yet. Did you see after week one, DVOA really did not like San Francisco?
Well, DVOA also said that the Jets were the best team in the NFL after week one. So take that with
a grain of salt. So they had San Francisco number 30 at the game against Minnesota. You know, a lot of turnovers for Jimmy G. And then they beat Detroit at home, which they should do. But again, they didn't win by that much. They sort of held on at the end. It looked like they might blow it. So I think 20 is about where they belong for San Francisco. I think the preseason hype was too high.
It's a weird schedule because they only play like bottom teams that you called bottom five or top five, basically, for the rest of the season. It's insane. They have at Kansas City, that's a really hard game. At the Chargers, I mean, who cares where that game is, but that's a tough game. They host the Cardinals, an atrocious team, and then a couple weeks later they have the Cardinals. But in between that, they have the Packers and the Rams. Then they get the Raiders and the Giants. Every single team here is like an elite team or an atrocious team.
Yeah. All right. It's been more than a minute. Okay. You know, it's not a good sign when you win and go down in my power rankings, but that's what Dallas did last week. That's what San Francisco did. That's what Denver did. So that's what you get for not winning that impressively at home against a bad team.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So San Francisco, you got to show us more if you want us to think you're a playoff team. Number 19, and this might be the last time that they aren't in the 20s or even lower if they don't turn it around immediately. That's Washington. Again, week one, they go into Arizona. They win 24-6, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, Alex Smith is great, and Washington's much better than we thought. They're going to compete for this division, especially if, you know, Wentz doesn't come back. And then they just got embarrassed by what we thought was a bottom five team at home badly. And now they're hosting the Packers, and, you know, I don't think they're going to win this game. And all of a sudden they're 1-2 with their only win being against the worst team in the conference. Yeah. So remind me again why anybody thought Washington was good.
Yeah, they're boring. They also have a week four bye, which is weird. And then they have 15 days off because they go to New Orleans, which is probably also a loss on Monday Night Football. I don't need to see them win this game because I'm not expecting them to win, but I would like to see them be competitive.
Well, but honestly, I think they should. If they're a decent team, they should because, like, newsflash, the Packers with a busted Aaron Rodgers are not very good. You know, they were lucky to pull off a tie against the Vikings. They were lucky to pull off that miracle win, you know, at home. And those were two home games also, so.
I really regret that we didn't do a podcast right after the tie because I feel like it would have been fun to, like, get into your tie stats and something. Chester, hold on.
I had a lot of angry comments.
He said, I don't know why people are saying ties are so bad. Don't you know the expression, ties are like kissing your sister? It's underrated.
So now we're just stealing another thing from the BS report, and we're just making up fake messages.
No, that one's real. I'll send it to people who want it.
Oh, that one's real? Okay. I forgot about it. I must have been very drunk. All right, number 18, and this is probably too high for them also because they've barely beaten two bad teams at home, but the Denver Broncos, I don't know. I mean, they're 2-0.
I was going to rank the 2-0 teams. Yeah. They are clearly the last one, right? They're bottom of the 2-0 teams.
Yeah. Well, there's another contender who's coming up next, but – yeah, I mean, the thing is, they barely won both of these games also. And Oakland really stinks. Seattle's probably not very good. Case Keenum's, you know, turning the ball over a little bit too much. They managed to find something in this undrafted running back, which is, you know, I thought week one was a fluke, and then he had 100 yards again in week two, which is the first, it's the most yards ever in the first two games of a career for an undrafted running back, which surprises me because I feel like every year there's some undrafted rookie running back.
It really, you know, I was so high on Royce Freeman. I got him in so many leagues, and then, like, to see Lindsey sort of, like, steal his thunder in one game. You know, yeah. This is why people don't take running backs in the first round.
Yeah. By the way, I'm really not a fan of guys named Philip because, like, I'm very good at spelling names. Like, I can tell you how to spell, like, Przinski.
Yeah, but you never know if it's two L's, one
yeah.
P.
Yeah,
and
one, you I can't mean, even two... know by looking at it unless you, like, zoom in really hard because, like, there's an I right in front of it and after it, so it's always hard to know how to spell
I think
Philip.
He's one L, one P.
Yeah, all right, so that's all I have to say about that. All right, number 17, the Miami Dolphins, another team that's 2-0, barely beat mediocre Tennessee. How is Tennessee not yet mentioned in my part? Oh, they were way below. They were 24. Did I skip them?
Yeah, I don't think you said Tennessee.
Oh, so I went from Indianapolis straight to Seattle.
And we didn't
Seattle.
Do Tennessee.
So 24
Johnny
was
is fuming right now because we didn't do a Tennessee podcast.
All right, we
gotta
60
do a whole
seconds,
Tennessee
we got to do both. We got to do both Tennessee.
Well,
and
they
Miami.
Did play each other.
So Tennessee, I don't know what the fuck they're doing at quarterback. Three guys threw a pass last week. Marcus Mariota was not one of them. They managed to pull off a win. You know, we need to see a healthy Mariota to see how badly you and I screwed up in our 32 per team league. By taking him in like the third
round. I'll say this. They have some skill. Yeah. The Dolphins, because I'm not talking about the Titans. The Dolphins have some skill position guys. They.
Who? Kenny Steeles? Is their number one
no,
receiver?
They have a bunch of receiver twos like Amendola.
Kenyon Drake.
Drake and Gore are both those are frisky. Like, and their defense can get to
Frank
the quarterback.
Frank Gore was last frisky.
Like Quinn and,
in like
and
the,
Wake
in like
are
the
still
Bush
like, they still need double teams. So they can get to the QB. So they have some. This is like the exact team you expect to see in the AFC 6 slot.
I picked Miami to finish second in the division and win six games, I think. I'm sticking by that.
They're winning way more than six at this point.
All right. Okay, number 16. Now we're into the above-average teams, Houston. And Houston's really got to show something right now. You know, very disappointing. You know, look, week one, they go into New England. You can't expect to win there. But Deshaun Watson was not what we were expecting to see from him. And then week two...
They lost to
Gabbert. They go to Tennessee again without Mariota, and they really should not have lost that game. That was an ugly loss.
Next four
again,
games:
Watson
Giants, Colts, Cowboys, Bills. So you can run the table or go 3-1 and save your season.
I mean, what the hell was Watson doing on that last play of the game?
I don't know. Are you
where he wasted?
Are you shocked
seconds?
That he can't throw the ball 65 yards? Look, I thought he had a cannon arm. I couldn't believe he couldn't come near the end zone.
All right, so they're playing the Giants at home this week. If they don't win this game by 28, and if Deshaun Watson doesn't have, you know, 30
I want to see
points,
cartoon numbers from Watson.
Yeah, all right. We don't even need to spend a minute on him. All right, number 15 is the Baltimore Ravens. This is a team also, much like the Jets, that look like, you know, world beaters in week one. And then it's like, oh, yeah, that's because they played Buffalo, and Buffalo's complete garbage. And week two, look, I picked Cincinnati to beat them at home on Thursday night. You did not, obviously. But I didn't expect Cincinnati to, like, blow the doors off them in the first quarter.
I think they're going to beat the Ravens this week. I think Flacco is really playing. We know that Flacco plays well when he's under pressure.
Wait, hold on. The Ravens are playing Denver this week.
The Ravens are going to beat Denver. Did I say they're going to beat Denver?
Okay. Yeah.
We know Flacco plays well only when he's under pressure, like in the playoffs on the road. So I like that. You know, I
mean, this was the team I picked for my sixth spot in the AFC. Mm-hmm. Nobody else has really jumped up yet. So Cincinnati, maybe, I don't know, but. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
Bill Simmons and Cousin Sal were all about Cincinnati, and I don't think that they've proven
to
us anything.
No, I'm not excited about them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number 14, we have Scotty, a Tampa Bay Bucks fan who's been trolling us on Twitter.
Yeah, just crushing us on Twitter.
Yeah. He did not like our Bucks preview episode. Hey, listen, Scotty, I don't even think the Bucks deserved an episode, so you're lucky they got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we thought the Bucks were very bad.
I guaranteed they go 3, and then we laughed and said, well, if they lose that Bears game, Dirk Cutter's getting fired.
Yeah. I had the number 31 in my preseason power rankings ahead of only the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, then they blew the doors off New Orleans in New Orleans.
A lot
and we
of
all
door
laughed
blowing
and we made jokes about
going down so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because we're taking the doors off our house right now. We're doing construction, something.
Ooh, if you want to run faster,
And then we're making all these Fitzmagic jokes, and then they play the Super Bowl champions with their supposedly vaunted defense, and he does it again.
What do you think starts
then
week
he shows
four?
Up to the press conference in the D-Jacks outfit. It was amazing.
What do you think starts week four for the Bucs?
It has to be.
And then what about after
Unless
the
bye?
You don't think after the bye, Jameis starts week five bye?
I mean, that's a question.
Like Fitzpatrick's first bad game. You don't think they go back to Jameis?
Okay, if they win this week, and by the way, Monday night Pittsburgh at Tampa, ESPN thought they were getting screwed on that one, and this actually
I know they probably called up Goodell and like, "F you, this is the worst game we've ever seen," and now it's a really good game that people are going to care about.
Yeah, so if they win, then he will have beaten Tampa, and I already saw, and this is such an absurd stat, and we've got over a minute, but the Bucks deserve it. They're the first team in NFL history to each of their first two games beat a team that had won at least 11 games the year before, and one of those two teams was the defending Super Bowl champion.
I mean, it's possible nobody's ever played that set of games. Exactly. But
now they have a third. If they so they will have played three straight teams that won double-digit games. One won to the Super Bowl. One lost the to Jacksonville, and then the other two lost, I guess, in the divisional round. But so if they beat Pittsburgh, they're 3-0 against three great teams. Fitzmagic has to have the job.
Yeah, I just think James is going to get it back pretty quick.
Well, here's the thing. This guy's 35, and like we know who he is. And we've seen guys do this before. Like Josh McCown did it for the Bears once when Jay Cutler was injured, right? And then he actually went to Tampa after that, didn't he? So, okay, so if they beat Pittsburgh, let's give Scotty some more time. They beat Pittsburgh, they're 3-0. Then they go at Chicago. They win that. Mm-hmm. Now they're 4-0. They come home off the bye. I think Fitzpatrick keeps the job. Then they go at Atlanta. I'm sorry, I'm giving that a loss. That's 4-1. Then they face Cincinnati and Cleveland. They can win both of those. 6-1, baby.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay is going to run the slate. They're going to be the one seed.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so there you go, Scotty. We mea culpa. I have him number 14 in my power rankings, and I'll move him up if they beat Pittsburgh this week. Number 13 is a team that is really coasting on the reputation. They have done nothing in the first 2 weeks, and that's the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, you could have had them lower. They have looked awful. I don't know why. Like, this is a really good game. I mean, it's always a good game. Like, Breeze Ryan, the NFC South games are always interesting. But, you need to see something. Like, the Falcons have their own issues. You need to see something from the Saints defense this week. Like, 48 points. And I mean, 18, but it's to the Browns.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to run the ball.
It's only 18 because he missed all those kicks.
I don't know if it's...
Yeah, they really miss Mark Ingram.
So do we.
You know, you and I know what it's like to miss Mark Ingram. Yeah.
If they win this game, they have the Giants next week. So that after their very sluggish start of losing what they thought was their easiest game of the season, they could be 3-1 pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean they should be 0-2, right? And so if they go in, but I don't think they're. I think they're going to lose.
Their schedule is insanely hard. They also have Minnesota, the Rams, the Eagles, the Falcons again, and the Panthers twice at the very end of the year with the Steelers also. So like this is when they need to fatten up. So you better beat the Falcons. You better beat the Redskins and the Giants the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, even let's assume they lose to Atlanta. Now you're 1-2, and then as you said, their next three games around the bye are against non-playoff teams, and you got to win those because after that, it gets much harder. I'm just repeating what you just said. All right, our minute's up. We're done with New Orleans. Let's get to number 12, another surprising undefeated team. Although, I don't know if they're that surprising. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, they're still the most boring team in the NFL. I don't care if they're 2-0 or 10-0. Like, I can't get too excited about it.
You did pick them in week one. I did pick them in week two. So we got a little bit of credit, but collectively we didn't.
Yeah, we helped them win. I agree.
Their offense, look, we've seen this before from Andy Dalton when he's healthy. We saw it once before anyways, that one great season. The problem is I thought their defense was aging, and their defense has looked a little better, although not great. I mean, Flacco did throw a lot of yards against them, although that was mostly comeback garbage time. So I don't know. I think that we need to see Cincinnati beat.
Well, this would be impressive. Going to Carolina and winning—that's like winning a playoff, being a playoff caliber team. I think.
Yes. Yes. Well, the next 2 weeks is they're going to Carolina.
Yeah, split those and you're fine.
If they win those two games, even a split.
Well, I do think because if they're going to feast, if they're slightly better than the AFC North teams and they've already beaten the Ravens, like this could be a team that, like a million Bengals teams before, is like 10-6, but you kind of know is crappy, and then they get exposed in the playoffs. That's sort of where we're heading.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't think I still have Pittsburgh winning that division. And so Cincinnati's upside is a wild card spot where they have to go at Pittsburgh or Jacksonville.
What do you think? So Scoregami, for people who don't know, is when there's a score that happens in the NFL that's never happened before. We had it this past week with the Vikings and Packers.
No, don't explain. 29 all. If you don't know what Scoregami is, don't listen to this podcast.
But what about this? Yeah. The Bengals have back-to-back 34-23 wins. What if they could make it 3 in a row this week? That would be cool. What if they only win 30?
Yeah, ask John Boyes to make the next podcast for that, the next video.
Let's get John Boyes on it.
Yeah, but an hour after the Vikings-Packers tie, I noticed on Twitter that it was Scoregami. And it did. It was like I wrote this on Twitter. It was the smallest silver lining for me. But, I do love Scoregami.
Is there a lower scoring tie that hasn't happened or no?
Well, I can guarantee you 2-2 hasn't happened, right?
Don't be stupid. I mean, like, realistic ties. Like, from 6-6 on. There's probably never been an 8-8 tie. There's definitely been like 14, 17, 20, 21, 24, those ties.
I'm opening it up.
Yeah.
Show me the empty slots. Let's see. Okay, there has not been a 4-4 tie.
That would be like a great 1920s game, 4-4 tie.
I'm a little bit confused of how to do this. I only want to see.
Do you want to just put it in the Facebook group, because this is this could take a little while?
Yeah, this is riveting. Okay, there has not been an 8-8 tie.
Okay, I said. I'm guessing there hasn't been a 9-9 tie, but it wouldn't blow my mind if there has been. It certainly hasn't been an 11-11 tie. Probably not a 12-12 tie.
There has not been a 9-9 tie.
Okay.
There has been a 12-12, a 13-13, a 14-14.
Back in the day, they used
there has not been a 15-15.
All right, that's not surprising. Because 15 actually...
11-11. There has not been 11-11.
In the tie era, which is...
Okay, I see how to do it. Okay, so 2-2, 4-4, 5-5. 8-8, 9-9. 9-9 is very doable. 11-11.
Especially back in the day when they just kicked field goals.
Yeah. I'm surprised there hasn't been a 9-9 game. Especially the way that it works today, you could have a 6-6 game go to overtime and end as a 9-9 tie. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe good is a relative term. All right. Let's move to number 11, the Los Angeles Chargers. Another team that disappointed in week one at home, although, again, they don't really play home games. But maybe, you know, holding Pat Mahomes to 4 touchdowns is an incredible achievement.
Yeah,
right?
The national game this week, and they usually hit it pretty hard, is, especially Fox, because there's so many big-time teams in the NFC compared to the AFC, is Dallas-Seattle, which is funny because they always
that's such a bad game,
and they always back it up with a decent second game just in case. And the backup game this week is Chicago-Arizona, just an even worse game. And the alternative is CBS, Rams, Raiders.
Chargers, the LA Derby,
which is a CBS game, so it will own, like if you're one of these old fashioned people don't have a Sunday ticket, you can't even watch that game, like just on.
Yeah, but here's the thing, as we said in week one about Baltimore, you can't tell what a team is when they play the Buffalo Bills or the Arizona Cardinals. So the Chargers lost week one, and then week two doesn't really count.
Yeah,
so
but they could lose this week and it barely counts because they're losing to a really good team if they lose, unless they get demolished. I will say beating the Bills 31-20 is almost a loss at this point.
Yeah.
But they have the Niners, Raiders, Browns, Titans, Seahawks, Raiders coming up. The next team they play that I think is going to make the playoffs is in December against the Steelers after this week.
After this week. So you're saying even if they lose this week, they can
fatten up. Oh, yeah, they could definitely fatten up. Now I think the AFC West is the best division.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought all four of those teams were in 18 before the season.
But now maybe the Chiefs are
they've separated
better
themselves.
Than that. The Raiders, I don't think, are an 8-8 team.
Well, the Chiefs still don't have a defense, so I'm not like, you know, okay, Pat Mahomes is very good, but they're going to give up 30 points a game. So they're going to be exciting to watch.
That will be exciting,
because
then Mahomes will have actual 8 touchdown games if they're really giving up 30.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the top 10, and we'll start the top 10 as one does with a team that hasn't won a game yet this year, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, so we got a tie. I really think they're going to destroy the Bucs this week in Tampa. I really think they're going
to
kill them.
But now there's like, you know, over Yom Kippur, apparently Antonio Brown had to go to shul because he didn't show up to practice today.
Oh,
or something
did he skip
like
practice? Well, yeah, Brown said trade me on Twitter, which is where you should make all your trade requests.
Because some former Steelers employee said, like, he's so lucky to have played his whole career with Big Ben. Big Ben made him. Otherwise, he'd be a nobody.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then I actually looked up the stats. In his career, Roethlisberger, before Antonio Brown came to town, he had more than 20 touchdowns twice. He had 21 touchdowns once, 26 touchdowns. And he had more than 3,500 yards once. And since Brown showed up, he gets those numbers every year. So Roethlisberger was not, and I always used to say, I always thought he was a super overrated player who just got lucky to win the Super Bowls, would have like 17 touchdowns a year, and then, you know, they'd win because of the defense. He ended up becoming good in his second half of his career, sort of like Brady. But it's because he had Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell on his team. That's why.
I think that Tomlin is...
Well, you know what I mean. No, Brady had the Super Bowls before he was actually...
Tomlin seems to be losing the team. And either you just, you know, revamp, which I don't think you do, because Roethlisberger can still play and Brown is still useful. Or you might, like, I don't know. You might have to, like, get rid of Tomlin or move him to the front office or something. Like, I don't know how you can...
All right, well, this Monday night game is... it won't be Yom Kippur for us. So, actually, the religious Jews in America don't get to see it, but we will. So.
Shout out to us.
That's
okay.
Good. Yeah, shout out to us. All right, number 9. Is the Green Bay Packers.
All right. This week, the Packers are in Washington. There's nothing to say about the Packers. Like, if Rodgers is 90% of Rodgers, like, they're fine. They're going to be a good team. And if Rodgers is injured, they're useless. And DeShone Kizer is going to lead them to 13 losses. So,
well, I will say, so the Vikings pass rush was inconsistent this week against Green Bay. But when you got to him, he was going down every time. He did not have the
normal
Rodgers
capability.
You're not
going to have a lot of half sacks because he knows he needs to go down.
Yeah, so he has no mobility. So, you know, that's – can he get healthy in season? I don't know what happens.
Redskins, Bills, Lions, Niners. I mean, this is when he would really eat if he was himself.
Yeah, but the NFC is still good. You know, the Vikings, as bad as that tie was, the bottom line is that the Vikings went into Green Bay and got a result, as you like to say.
They got a scalp.
So the Packers are in a little bit of trouble for the division. I think that they need to go at least 3-1 in these 4 weeks. And I don't know if Rodgers is going to be able to get healthy. So, and the rest of this team doesn't impress me. You know, I'm not that impressed. Their running game has been This Aaron Jones is
coming
back. I'm
excited for
Aaron
Jones
coming
back.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's been a minute on the Packers. Number 8, the Carolina Panthers.
I'm surprised you have them this
high.
That's
probably too high, right?
It's a little high.
Yeah.
I mean, go out and beat the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean,
that's like a...
Yeah, beating the Cowboys 16-8, probably not an accomplishment. No. And then, you know, losing...
Yeah, I don't know why you have them 8.
Atlanta.
Like, you're always a little high on the Panthers. I don't know how much we're going to know about them for a while
because
they have the Bengals, and then bye, and then the Giants. So, like, I'm not sure when we're going
to,
like...
Well, here's the thing. I had Carolina 13 to start the season. They beat the Cowboys and moved it up to 11.
Have you not... You said Denver already, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, we discussed them already. They were number 18. I'm actually confused. Carolina was number 11 last week. They lost to Atlanta, and they move up to 8 on my
priority. Yeah,
priority.
I mean, you
so
have only yourself
real
to blame.
Analysis.
I don't know who's confusing you.
Well, let's see. Well, because the teams – well, who was – okay, because right ahead of them was Green Bay, who tied, Pittsburgh, who lost, and then the teams behind them, Houston, Baltimore, Washington all lost, so nobody was going to leapfrog them.
Can we check in on the Thanksgiving really sure. games right now? How about this? Lions-Bears as a starter. Not great.
Ooh.
Cowboys-Redskins as the main course.
Yeah.
And then Atlanta, New Orleans, which is actually are all those games
okay,
this week
that's
also?
Good.
Those like two, I think like a bunch of them are this week games too.
Yeah, Bears aren't playing though. Yeah, but that's probably the best one, the late one.
Yeah, but you know you're so full after that when it's hard to enjoy it.
Yeah, I just think it's funny how like the new slogan for Thursday Night Football is how this year it's actually good,
right.
And then we got Cleveland and the Jets.
Well, listen, Cleveland Jets is going to be a good game. Like the league should force them to play.
Although starting next week, week 4 is when they're on regular TV. And that's
Vikings
Rams
is obviously
so
an unbelievable game. Like that's a legitimate. That's
sadly I will be
Thursday
on
night. And if the Colts are decent, Colts Patriots is a fine game for.
Well, it sucks. It sucks for a number of reasons. It sucks because we have to go on the road at possibly the best team in the league on Thursday on short rest, and it sucks. I'm going to be over the Atlantic Ocean while the game is played, so I'm not going to know what's going on.
I mean,
that
you booked a flight knowing their schedule. Arizona, Denver in October. That's a brutal game. Houston, Miami the week after that. So they got some clunkers. It's not all. All
right, let's get through the rest of our teams. All right, number 7, the Atlanta Falcons. They do have a lot of injuries, but, you know, they did, I think all things being equal, at Philly and then at home against Carolina, those are two tough games. You can't.
Yeah, it's fine to be 1-1. They averted the total crisis of the Sarkisian thing, even though he's probably still going to get fired at some point this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got New Orleans and Cincy at home. I don't know. Like, win them both and then talk to me, Atlanta.
All right, okay. Number 6, the Philadelphia Eagles. I still have them this high because Wentz is coming back. So, you know, whatever. They suffer through Foles. I don't know if people would have expected to beat Atlanta and lose to Tampa, but, you know, whatever. You got
it's
one
a great
one
week to come back against the Colts. They also have the Titans the next week, so he can really get into shape before they play the Vikings. And the Vikings will probably take some cheap shots and try and knock him out for the season because that's what the Vikings do. They're a dirty team.
Wait, what? It's what?
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers told me that. The Eagles have a really hard schedule also. They got Minnesota, Jacksonville, New Orleans coming up.
All right. Whatever.
They're going to win the division.
Let's see.
They're going to win the division.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're going to be the one seed.
Well, of course,
their
division stinks. Yeah. No, they're not going to be the one seed. All right. We're getting to the top 5. Start with everybody's favorite, the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Again, I understand Pat Mahomes is the second coming of Jesus.
All right. You're a GM. Would you rather have Pat Mahomes or Sam Darnold for the rest of your life?
Well, obviously, I'd say Mahomes right now.
So,
would you not? Who would say Darnold?
Would you rather have Mahomes or Baker Mayfield?
Right now, how do you take any of the rookies?
Would you rather
Mahomes?
Have Mahomes or Drew Brees?
Depends on the status of my
team. Would you rather Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers?
If I'm the Vikings, I'd rather have Drew Brees. If I'm most teams, again, I think it depends on the status of my team.
Well, it's your team. If my team wants to win, I'm guessing the team sucks and has been 0-16.
If my team wants to win a Super Bowl in the next 2 to 3 years, I would take Rodgers or Brees. Otherwise, I'm taking Mahomes.
Yeah. Schedule gets a little rough. I mean, listen, they've beaten good teams. Under 25
quarterbacks.
How many teams have two good wins? They have two good wins. At the Chargers is a good win. At the Steelers is a good win. And they don't have a lot of easy games. Like, this is their easiest game for a while.
Yeah, they haven't played at home yet. Yeah.
Home against the Niners is the easiest game for a while because they've got Jacksonville, New England.
They're going to be really exciting because they don't have a defense. So they're going to have a lot of high-scoring games.
All right.
And, yeah, but people...
Well, the San Francisco-Kansas City game could be a zillion if Casey really can play defense.
Yeah. Number four, the New England Patriots. They, they obviously laid a big egg. I had them number one in the preseason. I kept them at number one after they beat Houston. They laid a big egg to Jacksonville, who has leapfrogged them. But, you know, whatever. In a week, they get Julian Edelman back. They may have Josh Gordon. They might have a lot of new weapons. So I'm not too worried about their offense, which was really the problem against Jacksonville, I thought. I mean, giving up four touchdowns to Blake Bortles is not ideal. So
I think they're fine. They have so many options everywhere. Like, other than receiver, where maybe now they'll be okay with between Edelman, Hogan, and Gordon. I mean, you put Edelman, Gordon, Hogan, Gronk, and... the running back of the day, Burkhead or White or whoever, like, that's still a really good five.
Yeah, and Phillip, that's another Phillip. I don't know how to spell Dorsett.
No, he's bad.
He's decent as a third or fourth receiver.
All
right. I mean, here's the problem. They got destroyed by Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. They got destroyed by Blake Bortles last week. These aren't great quarterbacks who are lighting them up.
Well, let's see what Stafford could do, because Stafford couldn't light up the freaking Jets. Let's see if he lights them up this week.
Yeah. All right. Number three, the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a team I have to do a little bit of an apology to also. I had them at number nine before the season, which is not bad, but, you know, they thought that they deserved higher. And then they blew the doors off the Patriots. That's another door blowing.
Listen, Bortles is going to come back to earth. Bortles will Bortles again. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's why it's harder to have them. And look, number three is really good. Right now we have them tops in the AFC because they beat New England. So
I mean, put it this way. With the Jets, we played Tannehill last week, and I'm infinitely more scared of Tannehill than I am of Bortles next week. Was that fair?
Well,
not the team.
Neither
Obviously,
team has
team,
any receivers.
Like, they're going to send Darnold to the IR. Like, that part is scary. But, like, the actual just playing against their quarterback, like Bortles.
Look, the reality is, like, you know, DeeDee Westbrook and Dante Moncrief, these receivers are not striking fear in anybody's heart.
They have a
so
lot of
I'm just, I, yeah, I'm worried about how their offense is going to continue to produce.
Yeah, and they have some interesting games. What about Jacksonville KC? That's like an unstoppable force versus an immovable whatever.
Yeah, that'll be a great game.
That's coming soon.
And also this and sort of like the Vikings, Jacksonville's defense benefited
this,
from
this, by the
really
way, why going to games
here.
Stinks, because like that game is on while I'm going to be at the Jets-Broncos game that week during the
Oh,
game.
You never want to go to
a
night game.
Yeah, you only want to go to a night game where there's no competition or playoff, you know, playoff
game. Yeah, but you don't want to go to a night game at, you know, in the Meadowlands because you don't get home till 2 in the morning.
Problem. Well, the Monday Night Miracle, so we got home in like 25 minutes because there was no traffic because it was 1 something in the morning when the game ended.
Yeah. All right, number two, and they were locked into the number three spot behind the Super Bowl teams, but those teams both lost, so they move up by default, is the Vikings. Whatever, I'm past it. I was so mad at Laquon Treadwell and Daniel Carlson on Sunday afternoon, obviously. But listen, Kirk Cousins, I mean, he really did something amazing. So he really proved himself. I can't remember the last time. I don't even think it, with Favre in 2009, I had the confidence of where we're down by 8 with a minute to go and no timeouts. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to score a touchdown
and
a two-point conversion.
You said you bought a Uvike that shirt.
honestly, and here's the other thing. We obviously need a third receiver, and they just signed Aldrick Robinson, so maybe he'll do something. I don't know, because Laquon Treadwell is you know, human garbage. That's another wasted draft pick. But Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs are both just incredible, incredible receivers at running routes, at catching the ball, at everything. And that we got them for a fifth-round draft pick and an unsigned free agent. So, you know, the Vikings front office did something right there, so I do have to give him credit for that. They made a mistake at kicker.
Yeah. Well, so you bought a Uvike that shirt. I bought this shirt for the cereal tournament. I want to know if you think I can get away with wearing the shirt. I just sent it to you. Don't say what it is. Just tell me if you think I can get away with wearing this shirt. So you look at the shirt.
Well, I have a couple of comments. If you wear that to a park without your children, you will be arrested.
Well, especially with my giant beard right now. That's true. Yeah.
And literally the slogan on it. The slogan says I'm a pedophile.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's not great. But do you think I could get away with wearing that? Like, am I going to look like a child molester? Guys, I hate kids.
it's a good shirt.
I should wear it, right? I should wear it to the cereal tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, we do have to do a cereal tournament podcast. I don't know how we're going to slide that in. We gotta pick the 32 cereals. I got to buy them this week. I don't know where AB is.
All right, well, we'll figure that out.
All right, last team, number one, the Los Angeles Rams, right?
Yeah, they've earned it. You know, again, they haven't really...
I mean, look at who they've beat. They beat two teams that we think love, but like they've destroyed them, which is what you're supposed to do. That's all you can do. They can't...
Yeah, they've beaten 30 and 31 on my power rankings, so it's a bit hard to get too excited about them just yet.
All right, let's go through the schedule quickly. Are they going to beat the Chargers? And this will be our pick'em also for that, and then we'll do the other games. Are they going to beat the Chargers?
Are they going to beat the Chargers? Yeah.
Are they going to beat the Vikings at home?
On short rest, I have to assume
In Seattle, Denver, and San Francisco, 3 weeks in a row on the road. Or any of those games, like they're going to be serious favorites in those three games.
I say they go 2-1.
They host Green Bay. They host Green Bay. They go to New Orleans. This is another one of these schedules where it's like just top and
they'll split those two. So 7-2.
They host Seattle.
8-2.
Host the Chiefs on Monday night. Wow, they got lucky there, ESPN. With ESPN's luck, Mahomes and Goff will get into like a boat.
So do I have the Rams at 9-2 all of a sudden? Oh, wow. All right, 9-2.
And then after their bye in Detroit and Chicago.
They're going to lose one of those, so I'll say 10-3.
Home to the Eagles on Sunday night.
That's a great game.
Yeah. It might not mean so much, though. It might just be for like.
Yeah, the Rams are winning at least 12 games. But again, let's see them play somebody of substance before we go crazy.
And they could really maybe rest against the Cardinals and Niners the last 2 weeks if they're as good as we think they are. Have you seen the McVay remember every play
But the Vikings, I mean, I think the Vikings are also really good. Mm-hmm. You know, not to be too much of a homer. But I don't think the Rams will be resting people in week 16. Although if they beat the Vikings, then they're 2 games
Have you seen the Sean McVay, like, remembers every play he's ever called videos?
Yeah,
amazing.
Yes. I really love Sean McVay.
It's after Yom Kippur, so I could say like I'm not gonna say it.
He's 35 years old. Like,
makes us feel like big losers, right? Like we've accomplished enough. I mean, I still have a week to turn 35. Like I could
so
you have plans for my birthday, by the way.
You should enjoy this last week. And should I tell you why? Because I just came to the realization, which
your life is half over,
will be true for you as well. A week from now, which is you are closer, or next week, you are closer to 50 than 20.
Oh jeez.
That's depressing.
Yeah, I mean, what's depressing to me is like, because I have these baby sisters who are like in high school and college or whatever. Yeah. And like, we have these young listeners, and like, they're way closer in age to my sisters than to me.
Yeah. Well, my dad likes to say that he always feels like he's 30.
Yeah.
So I told him, when I told him this, he was making fun of me. And then I said to him, I said, listen, don't get too excited. You're closer to 100 than you are to 30. So.
Shots fired. Jerry. He didn't like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
my dad also has a little bit of like, he's still 30, but he's like younger than I am at this point. In better shape.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, I'm going to meet the famous Rabbi Lou.
Oh, yeah, the cereal tournament. Yeah, so. He's no doubt very excited for the cereal tournament.
Yeah, all right, let's quickly run through these games. Your Jets, I'm going to make it easy. I'm picking, the only road team I'm picking until Sunday night, Monday night, is the Packers. I'm picking all the home teams on Sunday and Thursday night. And then I'm picking New England and Pittsburgh in the night games. So, do you have any disagreements there?
I mean, that's dumb. I got
the whole home team.
Who I'm picking. I'm picking the Browns to beat the Jets. I'm picking the Falcons to beat the Saints. The Chiefs to beat the Niners. The Dolphins to beat the Raiders. The Vikings, obviously, to beat the Bills. The Eagles to beat the Colts. I'm going to go off the grid here. I'm going to say the Redskins beat the Packers just because I'm a little nervous about Aaron Rodgers.
You already said the Packers.
Yeah, I'm deciding that I'm too nervous about Rodgers. Because now I'm believing all these conspiracy theories, like about the ACL and stuff. Carolina to beat Cincy, Jacksonville to beat Tennessee, Baltimore to beat Denver, the Texans to beat the Giants, Rams over the Chargers. I don't know about the Bears Cardinals. That's really tough, right? Like the Cardinals have like
The reason I'm picking the Cardinals is for that reason. I have to assume that Bradford is not as atrocious as he looked, because I saw him in Minnesota and when he was healthy he was good. So I don't understand. I mean, his first year, they had no offensive line, and he literally set the all-time completion percentage record. And then his next year, he had one amazing game and then never played again.
Yeah, Cardinals over Bears, Seahawks over Cowboys, but not confidently. I will say, this New England at Detroit Sunday night game, man, it would be fun to see these Patriots fans panic and spin zone it away on Monday if they lose that game. Because right now, they're like, all right, it was a revenge game. The Jaguars wanted it a million times more. Who cares? If they ever lost this game, that the Jets demolished this team, geez, that would be fun. But I'll pick the Patriots to win. And then I have Pittsburgh crushing Tampa in Tampa.
Yeah, so we only have one disagreement, Green Bay at Washington. No. But I hope you're right, because I never root for the Packers. All right, so are we going to see each other sometime
in the
next week?
Yeah, we can work that out offline. Any listeners who live locally could also hit us up, and we'll talk. But then anybody who you know, who wants to come to the Serial Tournament, also hit us up. That's going to be in 17 days' time, in two Saturdays from this week. And we gotta get AB on the line and pick the 32 tournaments. I got to spend – how about this? Off the top of your head, what are the 32 boxes of cereal going to cost total? Give me a guess. And I'll guess, and then we'll see who's closer at the end.
Well, I mean, cereal costs $4 a box.
Yeah, but it's not a set price. Like, some cereal boxes are $2.99, and then some cereals are very expensive.
No cereal. If you're paying more than $6, you do it.
No, I don't think anything's more than $6, unless you could only find, like, some.
Okay.
So what do you think? Give me an exact
I'll say $144. I'll give you $143.
I'm going to go 144, but if you go under your nose. Now, it's insane that on Family Feud, on Price is Right, that rule still exists. No? The 1 cent rule?
Well, what's insane is how many people are stupid, right?
Like
the fourth person, for the fourth person to ever say a number that's not a dollar more than somebody else, or $1.
The fact that rule still exists means that people are dumb and haven't been able to exploit it. I don't, like.
Yeah. And by the way, the best part by far is when the third guy picks, or the second guy says like a dollar, and then the next person or 9.21.
Does that happen a lot? And then they just knock it off, and they don't even show it to you, and they sort of edit.
And by the way, you said somebody exploits it. There have been people who exploited it. Don't remember that woman who got the thing perfectly exactly right? She won both showcases.
I read a couple articles the last couple days. One of them was about a guy who. There was two lottery fixing. One that was very viral about the McDonald's lottery fixing. Then there was another one about
That article was overrated.
Yeah,
by the way,
I understand why it would be an okay movie, but like that article was not, you know, it wasn't like.
It was fine.
But the really interesting one was this guy who like realized that one of the like scratch off type games, or like local games, was solvable like one of every 5 weeks when there was a bigger jackpot. Like you had better than a dollar odds on a dollar ticket. And so he would buy, like, he bought $17 million worth of tickets and made $25 million over the course of a few years. And then there was, like, an MIT consortium, like, going against him. It was wild. Like, that should have been a movie. That'll be a better movie than the McDonald's thing, I think.
Is it a pronounced consortium?
I don't know. I've gotten a couple clapbacks on how I pronounce things. And it's usually because I've never, like, some words you only read and you don't hear people say.
Well, also, you're from New York, so you say things incorrectly. You say, like, draw for drawer.
New York decides how things are pronounced.
So, by the way, according to Google, they're both permissible.
Okay. New York decides how things are pronounced.
Consortium and consortium, both permitted.
I got an email from a listener who will remain anonymous a couple weeks ago saying that I say a word wrong. Let me look it up if we have a second here. And he said, I've heard you pronounce the word prescient as prescient many times. I think I say prescient.
That's wrong.
I say prescient.
I've never heard you say that.
And then, and it's prescient, I think. I don't know. And then I said hiatus as yados.
You're
but I think
wrong,
that was
and he's wrong.
From it's, Rob as a podcast.
Prescient should be pronounced prescient.
Prescient.
It's an SH sound.
That's how, isn't that how I say it?
Prescient. I don't know. And then what was the
now
other
I'm
one
confused. Now I don't even know how I say it.
Yeah, too bad. And what was the other one you get wrong?
He said hiatus, but it was like an inside joke. That wasn't how I actually pronounced. I don't say yadas. It was not interesting.
Was it like a Giannis?
Yeah, it was a Giannis Antetokounmpo joke. All right, we'll be back next week with week four stuff. Maybe in person, probably not. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Bye. Talk to you then. Bye. Still on the canvas with mine, just like some Rorschach painting. The film in your brain, it edits to a man, but keeps the figure in the frame. Sacrificial violence, all those passed over in silence, then cast out with the blame. And I'm trying to stay sane, meanwhile,
get from this? It starts spilling the pages. Caught in the lion, instead of fessing.